Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I think food is the next frontier of health. And when I think about the research we have here, the investment we have here, the ability to really drive new innovation, Indiana is primed to do that.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister. Not very often do we get one leader in the room, but today we get two, as I am joined by Melina Kennedy, CEO of the Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, and you had the honor today of talking with Christy Wright, our new leader, president and CEO of Agrinovis. Melina, first of all, thank you for coming into the studio and hosting the podcast. Was it your first time hosting?
It was. And so thank you for the invitation.
You did a fantastic job.
I appreciate it. Well, Christy makes it easy. Her energy and passion and knowledge is incredible. And so I enjoyed every minute of it.
What I'm curious as to, because you guys had a really fantastic conversation, your high-level takeaways from the discussion.
High-level takeaways is we have an incredible economy in ag biosciences today, a lot to build upon, but the opportunities ahead are endless. And what I really took away is with Christy's leadership and the entire team, including you, by the way, I'm really confident these opportunities are going to be seized upon. The food is health strategy and her explanation of that and where that's going is really exciting for the state and frankly for the health of our population.
When we wrapped the recording, you had made mention of, I learned some new things today that I didn't know before. I'm curious, what was the one thing maybe out of all that you learned today that was most profound?
Really deeply better understanding how the food is health strategy is really going to propel us. That I had a sense, but a new level, and I'm excited for the listeners to hear more. There's a lot of opportunity in this state that I'm really confident we'll see drive forward.
Yeah, seeing all that connective tissue between food, humans, animals.
Exactly.
Planet. Very, very interesting stuff. Well, we can't thank you enough for coming in, doing us the duty of hosting. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for all you do. It's great to be here.
And thank you for tuning in. Please enjoy Melina Kennedy's conversation with Christy Wright, President and CEO of Agrinovis, this week on the podcast.
Well, Christy, welcome back to the podcast. As some of the listeners may recall, this is coming back to the podcast. Last time you were at Corteva, and now you are newly in your role of CEO of Agrinovis. Before we dive into your vision, which we're excited to hear about, I thought we'd start out with just a little bit of you and your background and what led you to this role as CEO of Agrinovis.
Thanks, Melina. I'm excited to be back, especially as CEO of Agrinovis. It's been an awesome 3 months, and just so excited about the future. So a little bit of my background, I grew up in Fort Wayne. I grew up in a family that was really intent on purpose and service. And I can remember actually being little and my parents talking to my siblings and I about, you know, finding your gifts and figuring out how you can be of service through your life in the world. And as a kid, I remember being really overwhelmed by that thought and that idea. And I mean, I can kind of picture in my mind's eye just kind of blinking up at them, wondering, what exactly does that mean? But over time, I came to understand that, as we all do, as we grow up and have different experiences. So I went to college at IU. I studied public affairs and then went to grad school at IU in Indianapolis and started my career in nonprofit management, really taking the purpose thing very literally. So started my career there, and then my career kind of unfolded in some different ways. I moved into marketing and communications and advertising, worked with some excellent mentors, and had some really great learning opportunities, you know, that came about through my professional experience. But also, I worked for leaders who were very much engaged in the community and very much engaged in the world. I had a couple of experiences in food insecure communities, as part of mission work. And that really changed my worldview. And so after that, when I came home to Indiana, I like to say I recruited myself into agriculture. I felt really drawn to ag because of the role it serves in feeding and nourishing humans. And so I just finished a 15-year chapter at Corteva Agriscience and its predecessor, Dow Agrisciences. Last role there was global food systems leader, which afforded me an opportunity to really work within the value chain in the agri-food value chain. And I feel like it really, it's funny how when you look back, you sort of see a trajectory. It feels like things really led to this opportunity. So very excited about this role and being here.
We're so glad you're here. And I remember when I first had the opportunity to talk to you about this role, being really impressed with the breadth of your background, the not-for-profit, but also industry. And so sharing a little bit about, you know, your worldview and how that was shaped and your being drawn to ag biosciences is super interesting. So you've sort of answered the question in a way about what led you to Agrinovis. But if you want to provide a little more color context on that, we're just so glad that you're here as part of one of the branded initiatives of CICP.
Thank you. Yes, I looked at this opportunity as a chance to take the skills I'd gained, take the perspective I had acquired through global agriculture work, and really deepen my impact here in a state that I care so much about and in a sector that I feel very passionately about. And this role in this organization is dream job material for me. Because it really does tie those things together, purpose and impact. Also, being part of CICP enables, I think it's such a unique organization in that the sector initiatives, you know, aligned to advanced industries really bring together an opportunity to exponentially increase the impact that we can have by leveraging each other, each other's expertise, each other's connections and awareness. And so that's really why I was drawn to this role.
That's fantastic. Well, your collaborative nature was evident on one day, and I'm personally really grateful for it, as well as the other CEOs at the table. So thank you for that. I want to turn it a little bit to, you've stepped into this leadership role at a pretty pivotal time for Indiana's ag biosciences. I'd love to hear from you a little bit more about the picture you might paint of the current industry dynamics, any challenges or opportunities, and what you've been hearing in the first 90 days on the job.
Well, it's an interesting time, as it is for all of us, right? I mean, we're living through a really, it seems like maybe the end of a time and the beginning of a new time. But as it relates to ag bioscience and kind of what we're seeing, there's kind of two dynamics layered on top of each other. One is that the agri-food value chain is changing. It used to operate in a very linear way, very predictable way, where, you know, from the seed input companies all the way to the consumer, we knew what to expect in the value chain, kind of passed each the products along the chain. Today, the value chain is operating more like a web. We're seeing a lot more interactions happening between unexpected partners. And so that in and of itself, it really calls for or lends itself to a convener, a connector, you know, an organization or a group of people who really see these opportunities and can make sure that the right folks are talking and connecting. So that's one dynamic. I think the second dynamic that we can look at with the sector as a whole is just the pace of the disruption and the scale of the disruption that's happening. So thinking about what's happening with not only, you know, things emanating from the government, federal, state, and local, the changes, policy, and geopolitical dynamics that affect the ag industry, but also the food industry is going through a change. I read this morning in Food Business News that now 23% of households have a GLP-1 user. And by 2030, that number will be 35% of households. So that's changing how not only the GLP-1 patient is eating, but also the rest of their family. It's having a material impact on grocery shopping and on basket size. You know, the data and research now on ultra-processed foods and what that is doing from a health perspective. There's changes happening in the food industry. There's changes happening in the healthcare industry that are impacting ag bioscience. You know, business models are changing. There's a lot more emphasis now in healthcare on value instead of volume. So really looking at the upstream determinants of health, which are food. That is one key driver, which is an opportunity for ag. And then if you look at just sort of the core ag community, we've got an increasingly, you know, challenging weather environment, more extreme weather events that are making it harder for farmers to grow food. We have commodity price volatility, you know, variable farm gate financial resilience. So all those things coming together are really painting a picture of a lot of change. That change could be challenging, or we could view it as an opportunity. And as I've been, you know, around the state talking to Agrinova stakeholders and others, that's a key theme, is let's make this an opportunity that Indiana can seize. And so I think that we're on a really exciting chapter, new chapter.
That is really exciting. And you can see the energy and passion you bring to this role, which is just fantastic. As you know, Agrinovis commissioned a study just a couple of years ago in 24, actually a year ago. They established their Accelerate 2050 strategy. It's really a framework that defines priority opportunities for Indiana's ag bioscience economy. And I'd love to hear a little bit more from your perspective how that good work has served as a launch point for your vision and how Agrinovis will support it, and along with your own lens and input from your experience.
That this report is really a great report, just as you've said. I think the headline for me coming out of that is the ag bioscience and economy in Indiana is already huge. Now the opportunity is to make it transformative. So when I look at kind of, I had two primary takeaways. One is, as you know, Melina, Agrinovis looks at the agriculture industry from a broader sector perspective. So when we say ag bioscience, we are looking at ag production. We're talking about ag tech and equipment. We're talking about animal health and nutrition. We're talking about plant science and crop protection. And we're talking about value-added food and nutrition. Together, those things reach almost $70 billion. They contribute almost $70 billion to the state's economy. And this sector employs 147,000 people. So really, that report shows that ag bioscience sector is on par with the automotive sector in terms of economic impact in Indiana. That's huge. The other thing that the report did was it identified three areas of opportunity for the future for our sector and our state. And it did that by looking at what are our capabilities and then what are the trends? What do we see happening and unfolding over the next several years? And basically, it identified three areas. One is farmer-focused innovation. The second is food as health. And the third is bioinnovation. And our team's task has been to take that report and to pull down from that, how do we operationalize something now for the next 3 to 5 years to really move the needle and help push this into this transformative space that we talked about?
Outstanding. Great. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Ag Bioscience is supported by the Indiana Farm Bureau, and we'll be back in just a minute.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
All right, we're back. So let's dive into your vision for Agrinovis a little bit more, Christy. As you examine the unique assets that Indiana has, I want to ask you how you want to leverage this ecosystem to grow the state's economy and drive a new era forward for the ag bioscience industry.
I like that you use the word ecosystem. I have been reading this book called The Rainforest, The Secrets to Building the Next Silicon Valley. And I find it really interesting because basically what it talks about is that modern economies, when they're really successful, they operate more like a rainforest than they do a plantation. And when you think about a rainforest, you know, there's a lot of interdependency. There's a lot of things that, you know, interactions that happen that allow new life to spring up. And that's what innovation needs. Mm-hmm. If you contrast that to a plantation, to, you know, something that is much more controlled for efficiency and for output, sometimes that does not enable the kind of interaction and interplay and interdependence required for innovation to spring forward. And in that book, actually, they talk about the Silicon Valley, and Chicago was supposed to emerge as the Silicon Prairie. And why did that not happen? Because they had really strong assets, but those strong assets were very vertically oriented, and there was very little interaction in Chicago that enabled, you know, transaction costs to lower, that enabled higher social trust, that enabled some risk-taking and some collaborative activity. So I say that because Indiana, as you know, we are rich in assets. When we look at what we have with our four R1 universities, we have global players in the agriculture and health space that are investing billions of dollars in R&D. You know, we have our farmers are a key asset in Indiana that are enabling all kinds of, not only do they help us, you know, ensure that we have an affordable, secure food supply, but they also are doing really innovative things from a conservation farming standpoint and from, you know, accessing new markets. And so we have an ability, we believe, to connect these assets in a new way. And really, Agrinovis can serve as a keystone species, if you want to carry the ecosystem forward, the analogy forward, to be this bridge. And so really what we see as our role moving forward is to help foster and grow this ecosystem that attracts innovation and talent and investment to our state, focused on food as health and focused on bioinnovation.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, really, actually, just kind of building on that a little bit, when you examine the food economy and its entire value chain, you've referenced this, but there's so many opportunities for cross-sectional collaboration among animal, human, ag opportunities, sort of this one health theme that we've heard so much about. How do you see that collaboration happening? What kind of goals do you have, and how is food a driver of that collaboration?
I think food is the next frontier of health. And when I think about the research we have here, the investment we have here, the ability to really drive new innovation, Indiana is primed to do that. I am also very excited about the potential for helping to ensure that there's collaboration across the ecosystem, even outside of ag biosciences, as your question was asking. There are things we can do to help ensure that, you know, the research that's happening in health and the research that's happening in ag, that there's some discussion there. There are very similar therapies being used in crops as there are in humans. If you look at biological therapies, for example, gene editing is another technology that's underpinning a lot of what's happening in agriculture moving forward. Gene editing is also being used in human health, microbiome science. There are these areas that are just natural for collaborative opportunities to spring up. And that's an area, for example, that, you know, we can help be a catalyst.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just as you've shared, the ag biosciences cover so much ground. You've covered a lot. Are there other areas of innovation that you think require focus for the Indiana success ahead?
Well, one of the areas that we are also very excited about, and I mentioned it before, but I'm glad you're giving me an opportunity to talk about it a little further, which is bioinnovation. You know, when we think about already Indiana has a lot of bioinnovation assets, we think there is an opportunity to continue to build and really become a center of expertise in a way for bioinnovation. What's fascinating is that non-food applications of bioinnovation, this is my word, non-food, so very non-technical. but, you know, you're thinking about bioplastics, biofuels, biomaterials, biosecurity, all those roles that ag bioscience can play a role in, they need the same scientific infrastructure, economic infrastructure, manufacturing infrastructure as food uses in bioinnovation. So we see these two areas as very synergistic with each other. And so that's how we're thinking about the role of bioinnovation, is what can we do as Agrinovis to also help ensure that ecosystem is part of the overall kind of thriving of in ag bioscience in Indiana.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to shift just a little bit. The cornerstone of the ag biosciences innovation economy I would say, is the farmer, right? Mm-hmm. So what role do you see them playing in the advancement of the new technologies and the growth of the overall sector?
Farmers are the original innovators.
That's right.
And, you know, and they still innovate today. I remember one of my first visits to a farm when I was new to agriculture. I learned the term farmer engineering. And, you know, I have been with farmers who pull out pliers even when they have a brand new combine on their property, you know, because they're already starting to make tweaks. I just say that because, you know, from top to bottom, farmers are innovators. Mm-hmm. And the Accelerate 2050 report really calls for us to put farmers back at the center of the innovation ecosystem. One of the things I think we can think about moving forward and our team is really working around is the unique opportunity we have here to be a testbed for some of the food is health innovation that's coming. You know, our farm assets here, our farmers and our logistics, our ability to move crops and food really lends itself to testing and proving this food is health economy. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of innovation rise from farmer-focused needs. So, you know, I was down in Knox County a few weeks ago and seeing this new watermelon harvester that Mike Jacobs and his partners have created. It's an autonomous watermelon harvester. They actually brought it out into the street where we were and did a demonstration. But basically, it uses these robotic sensors, you know, on a boom to reach down, identify where the watermelon is, lift it up, put it on kind of a conveyor into a truck. That arose because of labor challenges. And, you know, that's a perfect example of being within a community where you have access to farmers to not only understand the problem, the innovator or the founder really ideates around it, brings it to life, and then tests it right there. So these are the opportunities we have that are unique about our state. And this is why our farmers are a really important part of our strategy.
Oh, I love that example. Thanks for sharing that. Let's move on to just a little bit of a broader topic as well. As we all know, for ecosystems in any industry to thrive, you really have to have great people. And so how do you see talent and workforce continuing to develop to ensure that our ag biosciences economy is healthy and thriving?
It's a great question. And it's critical. I mean, it's a cornerstone of what we need to do. And so we will be continuing to build on the great programs that we have at Agrinovis for talent and workforce. I think one of the things that's unique about where we're heading is that we're going to be operating in a more intersectional world. And so we need to make sure that the areas of study that are happening at universities and that the skill sets that our workforce has are primed and ready to help us make sure that we are identifying those cross-sectional opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I will say last night I was at a dinner for our AMP program, our mm-hmm. Ag Biosciences Mentorship Program. It was the closing dinner. And imagine, if you will, Melina, I'm a non-scientist, but I'm sitting next to an animal health and nutrition scientist, a quality control chemist for pharmaceuticals, and across from a plant geneticist who's working on black-eyed peas, and just fascinating conversation about their science and what they're doing. But one of them leaned over to me and said, I want to let you know this mentoring program is a blessing to me. I see it as a blessing because I would not have had these, you know, the access to this type of information, this mm-hmm. type of connectivity without the mentor that I've been partnered with. And the mentor, it was so cool. When I walked in, she was very happy to see him because he just received his doctorate. He was a month out from receiving his doctorate. And she had been there to help him prep along the way for his dissertation and his defense. And she even dialed in from her cruise. She was on a cruise
wow.
to watch him defend, which I thought, you know, if you can't be there in person, but right. you're dialing in from a cruise, you are a dedicated
you're
mentor.
Very dedicated.
Yeah. So I just say that to yeah. say, you know, the talent is so critical, mm-hmm. and we need to be doing everything we can yeah. to support the people who have the curiosity and the desire to contribute to the ag bioscience sector in a meaningful way.
Well, you and your team are doing so many cool things in that space with the AMP program, also Field Atlas. It's really fantastic. I want to ask you, what will be Agrinovis's biggest value to Indiana, in your view, and to the ag biosciences industry as a whole for our state? And if you're looking into the future.
I think it gets back to this idea of being an ecosystem integrator. I think that one of the things I'm really excited about is regional partnerships, because we have this set of assets in Central Indiana, but there are very unique things in all parts of our state. And if we're successful, we should see a really rich and strong interplay between Central Indiana and these regional nodes. So what we're doing right now is trying to better understand what are our assets in our regions. You know, Indiana is not just a corn and soybean state. We have mint. We're number one popcorn state. We are number two county. We have the number two county in the USA for watermelons. You know, poultry. We are very strong on poultry. And those are just a few things. So how can we be making sure that we are helping farmers access new markets, helping our startups, our founders, our scale-ups, make sure that they're connected to these different, you know, assets and manufacture, whether those be manufacturing, whether those be, you know, intellectual and academic resources, whether they be on boots on the ground in the field. I see that as a key role for us.
Excellent. Well, we've got one more question. I've got one more question. Right? I would like to ask you to share with our listeners here, what gets you excited over the next 12 months, if you limited it to 2026, name a few things you want to share.
Okay. Well, there's so many things, as you can probably tell. I was telling someone on our team that I'm not even sure I'm sleeping so much as I'm just closing my eyes and thinking at night right now, because I'm so excited about everything that we have going. I am really looking forward to, I mentioned the regions. I've been really enjoying connecting with the different parts of our state. And for me, it's actually been reconnecting with Indiana Ag, because I started my ag career in focused on U.S. Ag and then really moved into global. So it's been just such a pleasure to reconnect with our rural communities and mm-hmm. Indiana agriculture in particular. But the regions, the work that we can do statewide, I'm also looking forward to the Agrinovus team, as you know, Melina, is awesome.
They are so awesome.
So they're 10 out of 10. And I've been learning so much from them. And I look forward to making sure that we are really giving them an opportunity to be spreading their expertise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially we've been having lots of great conversations about, you know, the connectivity and the networking that we can do to through them and what they can bring to the table. So those are just two of the many things. You know, I think also the collaboration with our other sector initiatives and CICP has the potential to be really breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to that as well.
Well, I want to thank you for your leadership. And I was going to make the same point, but I'll say it again. The team at Agrinovus is literally outstanding. Small, mighty, incredibly effective team led by you. You've jumped in with such a collaborative spirit with the other CEOs. It's much appreciated. And so I want to thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience here today. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, we want to thank all of the listeners for listening and watching. And we'll see you back next week on the next podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, Melina.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstey. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovusindiana.com.